This is CBS News.
Crash course in surveying tornado damage. Good afternoon. 503, 75 degrees, back off to 55 tonight with an isolated shower and storm in parts. Most of us, though, going to be dry tonight. Traffic and weather together on the 8s comes your way at 508. Along with Tayshia Stevens, I'm Will Starrett.
A National Weather Service forecaster spending the day sifting through wreckage from the tornado that hit Lancaster. And after all the sifting, decided it was an EF2.
Out of the five levels that the Weather Service has to rate tornadoes, the lower ranking of the one that hit Lancaster, then picked up the semi-trailers in South Dallas, may surprise some. An EF2 has winds of up to 130 miles an hour, which National Weather Service meteorologist Bill Bunting says is plenty to do the damage you saw.
It can, and we haven't looked at all the damage there yet, but certainly those kinds of winds can lift objects of that weight, and those weigh several thousand pounds, and can toss them about pretty easily, and that's in fact what we saw yesterday.
What impresses Bunning and his team of forecasters most is that three cells capable of producing tornadoes form all at once. In South Dallas County, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Neighbors share quite a few things, but few share a semi-trailer that falls out of the sky and on top of their homes. Around I-20 in Bonneville, one of those huge trailers sucked up by the tornado landed on top of one home and in the backyard of the other.
Yeah, that's part of the trailer right there. That's my patio. And it took that part of my house off and landed there, I guess.
And as Jackie Johnson, she's taking it about as well as she can. Nobody was home, nobody hurt. Neither she nor the neighbor know how they're going to get that truck out of there, though.
Town of Lancaster hit very hard yesterday. Hundreds of buildings and homes damaged and destroyed. Police Chief Larry Flatt says it's going to take months to clean up the town.
It's devastating to the citizens of this community and to this community. The day and time that we're living right now economically, people cannot afford to be going through some kind of tragic situation this way. The citizens or the city.
This woman's apartment was completely destroyed and she has no insurance. She stayed with her sister last night, but she's not sure how long that's going to last.
She's getting ready to move, so she only has a one and a half bedroom. So I just play it by ear.
Hundreds of residents can't get back into their homes in northwest Lancaster. Their neighborhood's been blocked off by DPS troopers. Chief Flatt says they hope to offer police escorts to people by tomorrow so they can get to their homes and retrieve essentials and their pets.
Folks in Forney have been cleaning up tornado damage in the Diamond Creek subdivision. Many of the homes there considered a total loss, as we hear from KRLD's Jane Slater.
Some of them arrived early this morning and just stood there. Dazed looks on many of their faces as they try to process the damage and the daunting task of cleanup ahead. Sherry Enoch's story is one many can't stop talking about. The Forney grandmother was watching her three grandchildren at home when the storm hit. She managed to get all of them in the bathtub, but then came the tornado force winds that threatened to rip her small grandson out of her arms.
I felt like he was just torn away from me and I pulled him back. You know, it was like that wind was just going to take him away.
Enoch's returned today, thankful she saved her grandchildren, but her home couldn't be saved, nor could the family vehicles. All were crumbled up, tossed around, and flung about.
All the windows are blown out of it, and it was sitting in the driveway there. And you see it's in the yard. Sure. It's awful.
And the bathtub she and her family sought cover in still has not been recovered. Jane Slater, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A review of the tornado damage in Arlington today shows things even worse than originally thought. We'll have that story plus traffic and weather together on the 8th next. KRLD News Times 507.
Right off the car, not the kid.
Traffic and weather together on the 8th. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's 5:08 and delays continue to build along 635 LBJ. This update is brought to you by Denny's. 635 eastbound, just before you get to Marsh, watch for a stalled car there. That is blocking off the left-hand lane, and that is causing us some pretty significant delays stretching all the way back beyond Luna. Now, we've got delays on 75 Central, and there's a pretty good reason for that. If you're traveling on that northbound side of 75 right through at Forest, you get a wreck blocking off the left-hand lane. That's why we've got delays all the way back beyond Northwest Highway. If you're on the tollway southbound just past the George Bush Turnpike, watch for a stalled car in the left lane. That's starting to stack up. And then we still got problems on that northbound side of the tollway just before you get to Windhaven. Got a wreck there. That is blocking off the left-hand lane. Now let's go to Mike Gould, who's taking a look at Highway 360.
And we're still looking at the southbound side of 360 here as you're coming across Trinity. You're going to see where that problem off to the right-hand shoulder now. Traffic has picked up quite a bit. It is still very slow, though. to join Trinity in southbound, join 360 southbound direction as you make your way out for 183. Both ramps are still very heavy, by the way. And then we are seeing the heavier side of traffic on that westbound side of 183 as you pass under 360. You'll see the brake lights there from about Amon Carter on over. As you continue over westbound, though, you'll see you're on the brakes again around 157 Industrial, heavy over toward 121 as you make it through the construction area there. We're also looking at the 360 southbound side a little bit further south. Just as you're coming across 303 Pioneer Parkway, you're on the brakes there. You'll stay heavy down toward Mayfield I-20. The westbound direction, also heavy from Great Southwest Parkway under 360. It'll let up for you at about New York Avenue.
And it's still about a 40-minute trip along I-35, leaving downtown Dallas, heading all the way up to the Lake Louisville Bridge. Breakfast for dinner? Denny's is open to that. Introducing Denny's Build Your Own Pancakes. Come into Denny's tonight and build a stack you'll be proud of. For a limited time only, Denny's, America's Diner, is always open. With traffic and weather together on the 8th, next report at 518, I'm Rob Civilly on your traffic leader, KRLD.
Could see partly cloudy skies tonight. 55 going to be the low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 80. Right now, sunny, beautiful outside, 73.
5:11 here in the DriverSelect.com News Center. A review of the tornado damage in Arlington today showing things even worse than officials originally thought. The mayor in Arlington, Robert Kluck, telling KRLD instead of 150 homes, double that number, 300 were either damaged or a total loss. Says the Salvation Army shelter is going to be open again tonight.
It's going to be available from now on until we get this thing rectified. And my last report last night was about 100 people were there.
Now, in Arlington, they've designated West Police Service Station as the one-stop shop for folks to get city services for free.
Tornado that hit Arlington heavily damaged a church just days before Easter. KRLD's Chuck Schechner has more.
St. Barnabas United Methodist Church took a direct hit. Senior pastor Will Cotton tells me they're trying to figure out what to do.
We were scheduled tonight for a great big dinner. It won't happen. We'll have Maundy Thursday. I imagine we will do something for Maundy Thursday, but I'm not sure what it'll be.
There's no question the congregation needs another facility for Good Friday and Easter Sunday services. The sanctuary floor raised up from the flooding rain and two stained glass windows were shattered.
Our educational space is just wrecked, so we've got to work on that. My guess is that a couple of our buildings are near total loss.
Chuck Schechner, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
CBS Radio, CBS 11, CBS DFW, all partnering with the Red Cross to host a tornado relief drive this afternoon. That is going on as part of CBS 11 News, underway right now. In fact, we're seeing it on the TV here in the studio. If you want to contribute, you can call in 877-TEXAS-11. Again, 877-TEXAS-11. That's how you can donate to the Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund, help our neighbors in need, and thanks in advance.
Well, so much damage across North Texas due to the storms. Insurance claims are going to start rolling in. KRLD's Austin York has more on what you should do if you have any car or home damage.
Well, so many claims coming in. Patience is a must, according to Sandra Heelan with the Southwest Insurance Information Service. She says make sure you call your insurance company immediately if you have any damage so they can get an adjuster out as soon as possible. She says expect them to send adjusters to homes hardest hit first. Heelan also says watch out for scammers.
Storm chasers come in from all over the country immediately, and they'll be knocking on doors, asking for upfront money. That's a red flag. Ask contractors for references. Verify those references. Check with the Better Business Bureau.
She says any photos and videos would be helpful for adjusters. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
North Texas tornado outbreak has many folks counting our blessings today, many others thinking about what to do to prepare for the next tornado. Tiffany Cromoff at Texas Tornado Storm Shelters in McKinney says the phone's been ringing nonstop today. New orders have them booked through June. Says they can put a shelter pretty much anywhere, just a few exceptions.
They're not typically able to be placed underneath a foundation or a garage or anything like that because they typically stick up out of the ground about 24 inches. And so they're not able to be placed actually inside of a home.
And a tornado shelter may not be as pricey as you think.
Coming up, Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings talks with our Matt Thomas about the city's response to all the damage in different parts of the city. KRLD News Time, 5:14.
Do some financial spring cleaning.